There are villains, newcomers, volunteers, and guests. Good morning and hi to everyone else. Today is Thursday, 27th of July. Hazy morning here in Oregon, 30 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today predicts periods of sun and clouds, and over the night plenty of clouds, this evening then partly cloudy. Chance on precipitation on 18% and chance on thunderstorm on 24%. Temperatures will be ranging from low of 28 to high of 37 with heat index of 42 degrees Celsius. Westerly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 20 km per hour. Moon is waxing crescent, illuminated on 17%. Working committee shares with us that the next meeting of the governing board of the Orwell Foundation is scheduled for August 13 and 14, and they have invited the new governing board members to join Orwell on August 11 so that they can show them areas of the interest on August 12 before the meeting. And the following working groups are requested to report on the topics: 50th core group, progress in preparing for the 50th anniversary celebration, including visit of Prime Minister of India. Orwell Council, new TDC, proposed changes in entry policy. Interim TDC with general progress and progress with the new Town Development Authority application. Land Board with progress in land protection, land exchanges, restraints and difficulties. Matrimandir, new executives are requested to present their plan for the future and highlight constraints. FMC is supposed to update on FMC matters, state of Orwell finances and code of conduct, GST and others. And the working committee itself will give a report on various topics. Groups and or individuals who would like to make a presentation to the board are requested to inform them as soon as possible, together with their presentation. They will discuss with Dr. Karan Singh at what time an interaction between the new board members and the community can be scheduled. And according to the community's participatory working group system, a number of working groups members are replaced this year. The Orwell Council, 3 members, the Working Committee, 3 members, the Funds and Asset Management Committee, 2 members. And this year we are also selecting a new Town Development Council / L'Avenir d'Orville. So we are invited to participate in this important event by nominating those community members that you think could be potential working group members and or participants of the selection process. Deadline for nomination is Saturday, 5th of August. Within culture events, Taiwan culture events are still going on. Calligraphy workshop will be happening for the last time on 30th of July at 10 a.m. at Unity Pavilion, and space is limited to 15 people. Secondly, Taiwanese traditional earth oven experience will be going on 5th of August between 2 to 5 p.m. at Northeast Asian Zone next to Language Lab in International Zone. And thirdly, Taiwanese tea ceremony at Swayam Tea Pavilion at 2 p.m. on August 6th. Where the Taiwanese organic tea will be served, and since space is limited, you need to register at taiwan@orwell.org/in. And the last event in this series will be Taiwanese cuisine workshop and tasting on August 13. Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India itself presents Alpona, a week-long celebration of Bengal and her culture with a panorama of events. It will start on 12th of August and it will be going on until 22nd of August. But they are also happy to share with us the first issue of their newsletter, published in June 2017, which will introduce us to the myriad of activities that have taken place in the previous year through a Potha essay. And as we announced already, Mohana presents Youth Talent Show with 4 minutes to show your talent. So the stage is waiting for you with singing, dances, music, youth, voice, painting, sculptures, and you're eligible to participate in 2 acts. Registration starts already but ends on 5th of August. They will reprint the panels of the International Zone exhibition. Present is situated on the right after crossing the Orwell side entrance. The existing panels as well as the new ones will be printed on more resistant and eco-friendly Tyvek media. And they are saying, let us recall what the mother sought to understand why an international zone in Orwell. The most important idea is that unity of the human race can be achieved neither by uniformity nor by domination and subjection. Only a synthetic organization of all nations, each one occupying its true place according to its own genius and the part it has to play in the whole, can bring about a comprehensive and progressive unification which has any chance of enduring. All impulsions of rivalry, all struggles for precedence and domination must disappear and give way to a will of harmonious organization for clear-sighted and effective collaboration. To make this possible, the children should be accustomed from a very early age not merely to the idea itself, but to its practice. The cultures of the various parts of the world will be represented here so as they are accessible to all, not merely intellectually, in the ideas, theories, principles and language, but also vitality and habits and customs, art, all in all its forms. Painting, sculpture, music, architecture, decoration, and physically through natural scenery, dress, games, sports, industries and food. A kind of permanent world exhibition should be organized in which all countries will be represented in concrete and living way, and the ideal would be for every nation with a well-defined culture to have a pavilion representing that culture. The first aim will be therefore to help individuals to become aware of the fundamental genius of the nation to which they belong and at the same time to bring them into contact with the ways of life of other nations so that they learn to know and respect equally the true spirit of all countries of the world. And here are some announcements on giving exchanging things at Orville Library of Things on Saturday 5th of August from 4 p.m. onward to celebrate our abundance and generosity. You can bring a thing or two to share and find something that you may need. Dr. Amanat of Orville Health Service informs us that once more an A rhesus negative blood donor is needed for Meera Jyoti, who will undergo for a second operation on her arm fracture. So if you have A rhesus negative, A RH negative, ask Amarant on 262-2492 or 978-738-9103. The electric vehicle service station is up and running and the building is now operational and Govindaraj has started servicing existing electric vehicles for our villains and newcomers. They are open every day except Sundays from 9:30 to 12:30 and from 1:30 to 4 p.m. and they are located just before the puncture service. And from upcycling studio, there's a plea to cheap lovers and upcyclers because they have a huge quantity of multi-layered metallized plastic bags in the eco service. Their aim is to find creative ways so they upcycle them and as a part of global project Start Upcycling supported by the European Union. And what you can do? You can reduce consumption of products with metallized plastics film packing. Secondly, you can try and reuse these packets as much as possible. And third, you can dispose of these packets of the following way. You need to make sure that the packets are clean, dry and cut correctly. All collection bins will be placed at PTDC. Water Group is sharing another water saving trip and it's asking, do you have Aero water filter? Reverse osmosis water filter produces a large amount of wasted water. Some reports have suggested that up to 3 liters of water are wasted for every 1 liter produced. So they encourage you to collect this water and reuse it instead of just letting it run to the drain. You can use it in the garden, for household chores and in the bathroom. Alliance Francaise in Pondicherry hosts the European Union Film Festival from 15th of July until 3rd of August with 22 films from 20 different European Union member states, and the films are screened in auditorium every other day in original version with English subtitles. Today, 27th of July at 5:30 p.m. at Kamban Kalaranigram in Pondicherry, Kiran Bede, the Lieutenant of Governor of Pondicherry, will be preside over the function of Swami Sudanand Giri, a treasurer of Yogoda Satsanga Society for India, who will speak on how to live happily in today's stressful environment. at Eco Film Club in Sadana Forest. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Forest, the Planet Earth 2 Islands, which was directed by Elizabeth White and was made in 2016. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight, within Nature series, we can see Planet Earth 2, Grasslands, made in UK in 2016 and directed by Chandler Hunter, which is a BBC production with David Attenborough. On Saturday, International Action Adventure, Okja, made in South Korea and USA in 2017 by director John Ho Bong. On Sunday at 4:30 p.m. at Children's Film Animation, Moana, made in USA in 2016 and directed by Don Howe. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, Woody Allen Film Festival is still going on. And this Sunday you can see The Curse of the Jade Scorpion, made in USA in 2001, and is a comedy mystery. In The Synthesis of Yoga, Sri Aurobindo wrote, "The master and mover of our works is the One, the Universal and Supreme, the Eternal and Infinite." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.